Gossip About the Nia Moms. Written by Neeraj Sikki. Read by Opal Song. Fandom, Mo Dao Zhu She. Rating, general audiences. Relationships. Sect leader Nia, a goddess, and sect leader Nia, a fox spirit. Recorded for Lattice Frames for ITBE 2022.
This feels inappropriate, Lan Jingyi whispered. Should we even be here? There's no reason for us not to be here, Jin Liying said, face set in stubbornness. Qinghe Nia are one of the great sects and allies to both our sects. They can host us a while we're in the area for a night hunt.
But Jin Liying is right, Lan Sijui said. Anyway, was it really all that bad? From what I heard, sect leader Nia's older brother was practically his parent. Wouldn't you do the same if it was your parent that had... Well, I wouldn't know, would I? Jin Liying mumbled, glaring.
Imagine it was sect leader Jiang then, Nia Huaisong said, appearing out of nowhere and sitting down shamelessly right next to them at the table they were at, politely ignoring the way they all flailed in surprise. There was every opportunity for such a thing, after all. Jiang Sheng was quite close to your other uncle raising you, always visiting and talking with each other. If there was ever an opportunity to take over Yunmeng Jiang, he didn't take any of those, Jin Liying protested, paling. But he could have, Nia Huaisong said ruthlessly. Now stop pretending you've never had a parent. You're not the only person in the world whose parents died young, you know. Not everyone's like our little master Jingyi here.
Jin Liying blinked, even as Lan Jingyi flushed and Lan Sijui hid a smile behind his sleeve. Ouyang Zuchen, always brave, stuck his head forward, asking, "What does that mean?"
Lan Jingyi's the youngest, Lan Sijui said, of seven.
Seven? Seven? Jin Liying marveled. All living?
Every one of them. His parents are alive, too, even if his father lost a foot in the burning of the cloud recesses. Lan Sijui continued, eyes curved up in a grin of mischief, ignoring Lan Jingyi's attempts to elbow him into silence. And his grandparents, and teacher Lan's his father's best friend, so he also had him too.
Shut up, it's not that weird.
It's a little weird, Nia Huaisong told him. Look at the company you find yourself in, after all. There's our young sect leader, Jin, whose story everyone knows, and your Lan Sijui as well. Even Master Ouyang here is the only child left, having lost his older brothers years ago.
That's true, though I don't really remember them.
Was Jifeng Zun really the only one you had left, sect leader Nia?
Lan Sijui asked, then flushed red, realizing it was a rude question.
He was, Nia Huaisong said agreeably, as if he hadn't noticed that it was weird. We were half-brothers, not that we ever cared about that. Our father died when I was six, and after that, we only had each other.
What about your mothers, then? Jin Liying asked, unable to contain himself. How did they die?
Nia Huaisong blinked at him, and for some reason, had to think about it for a moment. After a while, he said,
You know, I don't think they did.
You don't think they did? Ouyang Zichen asked. What's that supposed to mean?
Well, Daga's mother was a goddess,
so she never actually came back home in the first place, Nia Huaisong said, and they all stared at him. The accounts vary as to whether my father disappeared for a year and came back with my daga in his arms, or whether they spent only a few nights together and then some months later she sent the baby down to our threshold in a bolt of lightning. Very dramatic either way. There's a nice little shrine to her not far away, up high on one of the mountains out back, if you happen to want to pay your respects. Goddess, Lan Jingyi repeated. His mother was a goddess. He sounded skeptical. My father had terrible taste, Nia Huaisong said carelessly, appearing not to notice. My own mother was apparently a fox yao. A what? Oh, yes, nine tails and all. She may or may not have wanted to eat my brother. Anyway, I don't know if they killed her or if she just went her own way for whatever reason. But at any rate, everyone agrees that no woman was seen leaving the birthing room alive. Yes, including the midwives and nursemaids. They were all staring at him. If you ever see a fox spirit, you can use my name to try to fend them off, Nia Huaisong said cheerfully. Might not help, but no harm, right? Anyway, I just stopped by to say hello and reaffirm that you're always welcome here in Changhe. Have a nice night hunt. And then he was gone as quickly as he arrived. He was just messing with us, right? Lan Jingyi asked. But none of them had an answer for him. Why don't we ask someone when we get home? Lan Sijui suggested rationally. Han Guanjun will know. Or we could even ask Teacher Lan. That's a good idea. Lan Qiren blinked owlishly when they all trooped into his rooms to ask him. The night hunt in Qinghe had been exciting by any reasonable standard, but paled in comparison to their curiosity, and said, "The former generation's sect leader Nia's wives, what about them?" "What were they like?" Lan Jingyi asked. "Sect leader Nia said his brother's mother was a goddess." "I never met the first Madam Nia," Lan Qiren said, frowning slightly as he thought. "Lao Nia did often describe her as a goddess, but I admit I always interpreted that rather metaphorically. He had a taste for florid descriptions."
"I knew it,"
Jin Liang hissed under his breath. "And the current sect leader Nia, his brother, she wasn't a man-eating fox, was she?" Lan Qiren said nothing. "Was she?"
"She was very beautiful and very friendly," Lan Qiren said, which wasn't at all the question they'd asked. "She was very fond of food and often used food-related nicknames for people."
"But was she a fox?"
"I never observed her becoming a fox, no."
"But was she?"
"There were certain stories," Lan Qiren conceded, "some of which appear slightly more plausible in retrospect than they did at the time. In the end, I can't really opine one way or another. Talking behind the backs of others is prohibited. Do not make assumptions about others. All I can say is, having known Lao Nia, it wouldn't surprise me that much."
They all looked at each other.
"His mother was a fox, and still no one guessed that sect leader Nia was on a years-long revenge quest to avenge his family?"
Jin Liang yelled.
"I mean, I guessed,"
Lan Qiren said, and they all stared at him.
"I asked him once, and he didn't deny it. No one ever consulted me, though, or listened when I warned them. There wasn't much I could do beyond that. Especially once I wasn't acting as sect leader. And anyway, it's every man's right to try to avenge his father, if he's so inclined. And I rather liked Nia Mingchue, though I do wish Nia Huaisong had chosen a way of going about it that didn't involve Wei Wuxian."
The end.
Thank you.
If you enjoyed this podfic, please leave feedback, both for myself and for the author. You can find this podfic at archiveofourown.org/users/opalsong. Thanks for listening!